This is Tagore speaking. So, Japan, a letter of Rabindranath Tagore. At first I had my doubts. I thought that I might not be able to see Japan as she is herself, but should have to be content to see the Japan that takes pride in her acrobatics violently to appear as something else. On my first arrival in this country, when I looked out from the balcony of a house on the hillside, Kobe Town, that huge mass of corrugated iron roofs, appeared to me like a dragon with glistening scales, basking in the sun after having devoured a large slice of the living flesh of the earth. This dragon did not belong to the mythology of the past, but to that of the present, and with its iron mask, tried to look real to the children of the age, real as the majestic rocks on the shore, as the epic rhythm of the sea waves. Anyhow, it hid Japan from my view, and I felt myself like the traveller whose time is short, waiting for the cloud to be lifted to have a sight of the eternal snow on the Himalayan summit. I asked myself, will the dense mist of the Iron Age give way for a moment and let me see what is true and abiding in this land? I was enveloped in a whirlwind of reception, but I had my misgivings and thought that this might be a violent outbreak of curiosity, or that these people felt themselves bound to show their appreciation of a man who had won renown from Europe, thus doing honour to the West in a vicarious form. That's really interesting. Yeah, I think it's quite a powerful text for many reasons. This evocation of the roofs of Kobe as a dragon. So this, I guess it's a kind of, it's a contemporary industrial mythology that is allowing, that dialectically speaks to the India he's just left. The notion of a huge mass of corrugated iron roofs dialectically speaks to the roofs that he will have, that he is replaying as he sees their opposite in Kobe. But then the understanding that myth hides Japan, that it cannot but hide itself. So the understanding of a traveller as a figure whose optic is necessarily dialectically occluded. That the traveller is not that person. The traveller is not the person who sees. The traveller is the person who brings with him a specific optic that prevents him from seeing. And that's what he's attentive to. And then finally this notion of reception, and the notion of reception, misgivings and curiosity, which is clearly the reflection of somebody who's effectively very clear about something like a celebrity tour, and something like the reception that has followed him as he's been moving around Japan, and used to reading, or used to having read back to him reviews of what he's doing as he goes, and how to stay one step ahead of that. So all of those things are quite compelling to me. And the final conclusion, thus doing honour to the West in a vicarious form, is something like a cloaked
dig.
A cloaked dig at his Japanese host.
Yeah. And perhaps himself?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, but I think it's very interesting because it's, you know, so many of Tagore's statements are these kind of wildly poetic ones.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting mixture, this poetic, and then this quite reflective critical thinking.
Exactly.
Mm. You know, these kind of turns he takes.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And this wonderful thing about the curiosity.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, wild outbreak of curiosity. And then his ability to see through his celebrity and not be kind of swept away by it. I think it's quite interesting.